AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Many businesses in Indiana are posting signs in their windows saying they serve everyone. Indiana's new religious freedom law is seen by some as allowing discrimination against gays and lesbians, but not pizza restaurant owner Crystal O'Connor in Walkerton.
If a gay couple was to come in, like say they wanted us to provide them pizzas for a wedding, we would have to say no.
She says it's not discrimination.
We're not discriminating against anyone. It's just that's our belief. And everybody has the right to believe anything.
She talked to WBND-TV in South Bend. David Letterman grew up in Indiana, and last night he told his late-night audience,
"This is not the Indiana I remember as a kid. I lived there for 27 years, and folks were folks, and that's all there was to it."
The governor of Arkansas has legislation similar to Indiana's on his desk now, waiting for a signature. Walmart is urging him to veto it. President Obama says cyber attacks are a serious threat to our economy and our national security. So he's creating the first ever program that would punish hackers. One expert says they've gotten away with this for a long time now, so making them suffer a little for stealing is a good idea, he says. This morning, Lufthansa's CEO visited the site in France where that German passenger jet crashed last week, killing all 150 people on board.
"We're just very, very sorry that such a terrible accident could have happened."
Investigators say the co-pilot slammed the airplane into a mountain in the French Alps, but Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr refused to answer questions about what the airline knew of the man's mental health. Checking Wall Street for you, the Dow is down 87 points. This is AP Radio News. U.S. airstrikes helped. Iraqi forces now claiming victory and pushing Islamic State militants out of Tikrit, an important city lying along the road from Baghdad to Mosul, the country's second largest city. Our Vivian Salama is in Iraq.
There are sniper attacks still taking place throughout the city, but initially there had been heavy mortar attacks on Iraqi forces as they were progressing. Those have fallen quiet, which is a very significant development because it shows that they are really under a lot of pressure and at this point are waning.
One expert in Baghdad says this may be the beginning of the end for Islamic State militants in Iraq. In Britain, David and Kathleen Long have won $1.5 million in the lottery. Again, he's a retired trucker. He now says he'll probably take his wife on a cruise because he can't get out of it now. The odds of winning big twice, according to the lottery operator, 283 billion to 1. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.